WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. By a two-vote margin, the Senate confirmed Kash Patel as FBI director. CBS's Scott McFarland says Democrats are worried.
He has been a loyal defender of January 6th Capitol rioters. He's been somebody who said there should be prosecutions of political enemies and the media.
During a celebration of Black History Month at the White House, President Trump said he will name Alice Marie Johnson as his pardon czar. Trump commuted Johnson's life sentence for a nonviolent drug conviction after Kim Kardashian told him about the case.
You've been an inspiration to people, and we're going to be listening to your recommendation on pardons.
Three empty buses have exploded in a Tel Aviv suburb. Reporter Miriam Hirschlag says police also found explosives on two other buses.
Israeli police say Arabic writing on one device suggests the bombs were planted by Palestinians from the West Bank.
No one was injured. The buses had just finished their routes and were in a parking lot. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has banned transgender student athletes from competing in girls' sports. According to an announcement by WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser on Wednesday, the Board of Control voted to update its policy to ensure compliance with federal directives. Those federal directives come from an executive order signed by President Donald Trump earlier this month, essentially reverting Title IX requirements to what they were during his first administration. The new policy is effective immediately. A Republican bill that would ban students from using cell phones in the classroom passed the Wisconsin State Assembly on Wednesday. The legislation passed on a party-line vote. Republican lawmakers say the bill would be beneficial for the mental health of students and includes exceptions for emergencies or teacher-authorized educational purposes. State Democrats criticized the bill as a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't make sense. They say any cell phone policies should include feedback from parents, teachers, and students. Less than 2 weeks after opening them, Barron County officials say the snowmobile trails in the area will close on Sunday. According to county officials, the trails are expected to quickly deteriorate with warmer weather in the forecast this weekend. The trails officially opened on February 14th, and the 10 days of availability would be one of the shortest snowmobiling seasons in decades if lackluster snow conditions prevent their reopening. Due to basically non-existent snow conditions last year, the snowmobile trails in the county weren't opened at all. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has a lot of new surveillance cameras in the form of residents voluntarily registering their own cameras. Over the summer, the Sheriff's Department asked residents to register their cameras online. The registration allows law enforcement authorities to quickly identify potential surveillance footage during an investigation. Since the request went out in August, 55 cameras have been registered through the program. Any resident interested in registering their cameras can do so on cityprotect.com. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The NBA suspends a Bucks player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games using a non-approved painkiller. According to his agent, Portis thought he was taking an approved painkiller, Toradol, that he'd used in the past for pain and inflammation. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, which is no longer approved by the league. Just yesterday, Portis meeting with reporters, the Bucks have 29 games remaining.
You know, not only play your best basketball towards the end of the year, but you want to peak at the right time. You want guys feeling good. You want guys shooting the basketball at the right time. You want guys knowing what their assignments is on a nightly basis at the right time. So unfortunately for us, we had injuries. Injuries are a part of the game.
The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Five Serve Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable with that calf injury, participating in practice yesterday.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see them from 100%. I don't know yet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow. Highs near 20. Continued warming for the weekend. Mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday. More clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabe from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabe.
I thought we got rid of that one. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Only half the things you hear on those lead-in statements are true.
Correction, it's 100% all true.
How do you know? First of all, you would never know that. We are not that close. That is the
cup check.
That is the biggest. I like that thing you're wearing there, Conrad. That
the flannel?
It's not even a flannel. That's like a half parka, half. That looks hardy, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
You're gonna need that next. Is it supposed to get cold next week? Or no, it's supposed to get. Be nice, actually, right?
I hope. I don't like the news when it's getting colder. So let's.
You might have to retire that. And how happy would you be?
I got a lighter flannel I can wear.
I'm sure you do. If Jimmy Pardo were here, he'd be making fun of that flannel right now. Like he'd call it part of the Tim Walz collection. Like, I'm just kidding. That's a sharp looking. I like that. Yeah, it's very warm, very cozy. You see how I did that? I tried to segue the discussion off the fact that you thought you knew I was wearing a cup.
Cup check.
Is that what it's called? You walk around and like hit guys there? Is that how that works?
That was it.
That's so horrible. Who would do that? High school kids.
I heard coaches would do that back in the day. Maybe I'm just.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. So much that was weird that happened back then that now would never be. Did you have coaches like that all of a sudden, like, you'd be in the shower and all of a sudden they happen to just come into the locker room at about that time?
Can't say I had.
Okay, me neither. No. Just taking a poll. All right. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. We are going to get all our risque talk out of the way so we can segue into a nice, wholesome show that we have planned tonight. We got a lot of fun stuff in the agenda tonight. Great to have you with us wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin. Hope you had a great day and hope that on this Thursday, the Christmas Eve of weekdays, that we can make your day a little better. Or, you know, a little, like, if you had a great day, do you think there have been days that people just had a horrible day and then they hear us and it gets worse? You know, I'm not trying to brag, but I really hope, I don't see how that ever could happen. Because even if you don't like some of the clips we pull or some of the guests, you're not going to go, God, I just want to punch that Pete Schwabe in the throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think we've made anyone's day worse since we've been on the air.
Well, let's try to make it better. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. That is the voice of Conrad riding shotgun as usual. Got a great show tonight. It is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. That means tonight we do our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And our pal, Norm Kopeski, will be here. He owns is one of the co-owners of Appleton Cigar, a proud, I hope proud, sponsor of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have Norm on the show. I've been trying to get him on the show since we closed that deal. And it's great to have him on board as a sponsor and as a guest because Norm is a lot of fun to talk to. So we will talk some cigars. We'll talk popcorn pick of the week with Norm. That's at 6:35. And then at 7:20 or 7:35, I kind of said to our guest at 7:35, who's Tim Cody. He's the president of the Veterans Council here in the Fox Valley. I said, you know, Tim, if you want to come by at 7:20, since you're coming by in person, come by a little early and we'll hang out. And he said, yes, but I said, no pressure. So how would you take that?
I think he'll be here at 7:20.
He's a military guy. My guess is he'll be here pronto with hospital corners at 7:20.
I think he'll be here at 7 even before.
He'll probably be here at 7 and he'll do some push-ups. Tim's a great guy. We've had him on the show before and he's got a big event he wants to talk to us about and we're happy to help him promote it because it's for a great cause. And he comes by here in the studio at 7:20. As I mentioned, it's a popcorn pick of the week. And folks, in just a few minutes, I know this show primarily focuses on entertainment, movies, TV, comedy, music, some sports, fun Wisconsin stuff. But once in a while, we obtain, I'm not like comparing us to Vice or one of these hard-hitting news shows, but we were able to obtain footage, audio footage from a Philadelphia City Council meeting. And you think this should make you happy that you live where you live here in the Midwest, especially in Green Bay. We have great people in this area, great fans in Wisconsin. Philly fans have a terrible reputation. And the city council had to deal with how are they going to put together a parade that would not embarrass the city? Because there have been terrible things that have happened in Philadelphia in previous parades. Families have been puked on, horses have been punched, public urinating like nobody's business, vomiting, other bodily fluids I don't even think I'm allowed to say on the air, have all happened at Philadelphia parades and sporting events. We obtained an audio copy of a city council meeting where they are trying to curb bad behavior the night before the parade, which took place 1 week ago today. So we will play that in just a few minutes. That's at 6:20. We will have that. We'll have that audio ready. Our audio editors are putting the final touches on it as we speak. It's quite a budget we have here. We have all these audio editors.
your audio editor, meaning me.
That's good stuff. And that's it. And then today, folks, is National. It's not National Animal Day. What is it? It's National Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah.
And again, that's kind of like the same question I asked before. Are there any people that have pets that hate their pets? You just get rid of them, right? You give them to a farm or someone else. Everyone loves their pet, right?
Well, taking to the farm doesn't always mean the same thing, you know?
Oh, that's like where you put pets down?
And then they say, well, we had to take them to the farm.
Oh, God. I think my dad did that. Because we had a dog that had three legs. And it was severely like inbred, I think. And it would just sit there. It would just sit there and watch my dad watch TV. And it would look at him and go, roof, 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 all effing night. And it was just a lovable but weird dog. So they actually did take that dog to a farm, though. And I know it went to a farm and it was not put down because even though it had three legs, it could, like, run like the wind. I know that sounds crazy. And that's what it did on the farm. And my dad used to visit the dog. The dog's name was Patty because he was an Irish boy dog. And he missed him a lot, even though he was annoying. It was a very sweet story. People love their pets. You had a pet? Did you have one growing up?
I had two cats.
Oh, okay.
And almost a dog.
Almost a dog. How does that happen?
Well, my family, my brother, my mom, and my dad, we went out to Fond du Lac during this time. And we found this dog we really liked. We said, all right, tomorrow we're going to come back and get this dog. Well, guess what happened when we left?
Somebody else grabbed it.
Someone got the dog before us. Yep.
You didn't give him like a sawbuck or something to hold the dog for you? Or?
My dad, I think, said, can you hold it,
Yeah.
And they said we can't do that or something like that, so.
Why? Why
didn't
you do that?
We said, we want the dog. I forget why we didn't do it that day, but it's coming back the next one. I forget how old I was. I think I was like maybe like 11 or something around there. But
in defense of the dog owner, that does sound a little bit shady. Like, listen, we really want the dog. We can't take it today, though.
I don't remember.
Booking a hotel. Hey, I'm going to call you back. They know you're not calling back.
Dad, if you want to text in and just explain why we didn't get the dog.
Steve, weigh in. We need to know. It is National Love Your Pet Day. I have allergies, pet allergies. I've still loved the pets we've had. We had a bearded dragon. I loved that. If you want to text in and tell us what your pet is and why you love it, we'd love to hear that. Also, Conrad had the idea, maybe, text in. Let's just do this as the question. All right, here's our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite animal movie? What is your favorite animal movie? 855-752-4842. Let us know. In honor of National Pet Day. You have one, Conrad?
Well, so remember, you sent me this list of that top 10 SNL skits.
Yeah.
And I remember that the Bambi, Dwayne the Rock Johnson Bambi, was one of the funniest skits I saw. I will go with that with my movie, but my favorite skit is that one because it's like Bambi trying to kill the people that killed his. The mom.
Why are you being difficult? So the question is favorite animal movie or sketch?
Okay, I decided to put it was too funny. my favorite, I'd say though, growing up, I haven't watched in a while, but Underdog.
Yeah, Underdog's great.
I love that movie.
How about Elf? Do you ever watch Elf?
Elf?
Oh, Elf was like an alien, but it was like the family pet, and they tried to pass it off like it was a dog.
I don't think I've...
It kind of reminded me a little bit of Brian from Family Guy.
Okay.
And I might say, if we include TV shows, I might say Brian from Family Guy.
Yeah.
I love Brian talking, condescendingly to Peter. That cracks me up all the time.
I forget what it's called. You know that Tim Allen movie where he turns into a dog?
I don't know what... Yeah, what was that? That's got red flags. I'm not seeing that movie. To quote Jimmy Pardo again, I'm not seeing that movie if it's playing in my eyelids.
The Shaggy Dog.
What's it called?
The Shaggy Dog.
That sounds horrible.
I liked it when I was growing up.
Well, as a kid, you can't.
It came out in 2006. So when I saw it, probably I was like.
So it's called Shaggy Dog?
And it has, there's a 25% Rotten Tomato.
I would have guessed lower.
So, yeah, Tim Allen is, I think, a lawyer in it. And then like 20 minutes into the film. Something happens. I forget what it was, but he just turns into the family dog.
Yeah, we've all been.
And there. Then everyone's like, "Where did he go?" And no one believes that he's the dog,
and he's trapped. I think Reacher drops today, the third season. Anyway, before we get sidetracked, that's our question of the day, folks. Let us know, what is your favorite animal movie, or TV show, or skit? We could do that too. I might say How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh,
love that movie.
Such all three are great.
Oh, I didn't see all three. Okay.
I saw all three of them when I took the flight to Italy.
Italy, right.
And
really?
I was like, why have I not seen this more? It's so good. And they're coming out with a live action one now, June 13th. So my birthday is June 10th.
That's right.
And I'm going with my brother to see that on June 13th.
I love it.
For my birthday.
That's fantastic. Reacher does not open tonight. It opens February 27th, 1 week from tonight. Jack Reacher, where the bad guy is even bigger than him. Okay, so folks, let us know, what is your favorite animal movie? Tell us a pet story if you want. It's International Pet Day. People love their pets. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app or the stream. Just get a hold of us. It's great when you guys participate. Norm Kapeski is coming up from Appleton Cigar at 6:35 to give the popcorn pick of the week. And coming up next, our behind-the-scenes look at a Philadelphia City Council meeting where they were planning the Super Bowl parade. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come back to the place you are. All my instincts, they return. The grand facade.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, thinking just of you.
Tom in New Berlin, he's in the 414. He says, Turner and Hooch. Tom Hanks, 90-ish Rocket from Guardians now. Rocket from Guardians now. I don't know what that means, but I like Turner and Hooch, Tom. That's a great choice. We've got Sherry from Horicon checking in. Says, good evening. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us tonight. She says, mine is Black Beauty, my whole life, and the book, too. Yeah, hard to argue with that. That's fantastic. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, if you're not early, you're late. Was I late, Conrad?
Oh, you're actually early today.
I got here early today because we had to finish the we had to go over the Philadelphia audio. City Council meeting with our audio editors. I actually do like that phrase though, because if you get there right at noon and you have to be there at noon, you're kind of late because you got to settle down, got to take a deep breath. I like to think I'm on time most of the time, but I'm late sometimes. Brian from the 414. That's in Milwaukee, for those of you scoring at home, says, The Incredible Journey, 1963, Homeward Bound, 1993. You know, I've never seen that film. I hear it's great.
I haven't seen that either.
I haven't seen The Incredible Journey, but I haven't seen Homeward Bound either. Anna in the 608 says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite pet movie is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's
of course.
A good one.
How could we have forgotten that one? That's a great one.
I take mine back, and I put mine there now for Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that's interesting because I was making this list that I saw online. Jaws was like number two. That's not really pet, but it is an animal movie. And number one was The Lion King.
Oh,
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with that one. Luann from Green Bay says, My Dog Skip. Great movie.
Yeah. That's
wow. Sad. Totally forgot about that.
That was sad how it ends.
It is. And this list I had was the top 35, and My Dog Skip was not in there. That surprised
me. Wow, really?
Yeah. Thank you, Luann. All right, so we have this. Keep those texts coming, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite animal movie? You can share a pet story if you have a pet. Tell us about your pet. We'll read that. That's always fun. It's International Pet Day, so let's celebrate the pets. One of our questions should be, what is the worst seltzer water flavor? And it's this garbage they call limoncello.
Is cello, like, that's a flower, isn't it?
It's an instrument. It tastes like a cello. It tastes like old strings touched by grubby fingers.
I'm confused about the flavor of what. Why after lemon did you have to include something else?
Lemon is a universal lovely flavor. You don't have to do anything. I think it's like lemon peels, maybe. I don't know. It's really terrible, and we're out of water, so I had to subject my taste buds to this. Brian from Milwaukee also says Babe from the 90s. Yes, James Cromwell. About the farmer and his pig. There's another film by a Milwaukee director named Michael Sarnowski who made the most recent Quiet Place, Day One, I think it was called, Quiet Place Day One. And he made a film called Pig about a guy just looking for his pig that was very well received. Got good feedback, good critics. 608 says, Where the Red Fern Grows. I've never seen that one either. These are great texts. Keep them coming, folks. Love them. Right now, we're going to segue here. We've got, as we've come to learn, folks, and I know you've heard this, there are no worse fans in professional sports than those in Philadelphia. Many of you probably saw the video that went viral about 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago of the guy who was yelling at the Packer fan, the woman all dressed in Packer garb. Their reputation is obnoxious. They're terrible. We obtained a tape of their city council meeting as they were planning the Super Bowl parade. We got it, and we're playing it here on Nightlight. It's a world premiere, and let's hear it. It's not good, folks. Thank you, city council members, for coming in on such short notice. Now, we've got a real dilemma here with this parade right around the corner. People! Our town's sports fans have such a terrible reputation, and I want this to be a rebrand for our city. Now, we know parade attendees are going to show up and act like assholes and embarrass the shit out of us. So what do we do to keep this to a minimum and put our best foot forward and let people know that our drunken sports fans do not represent other Philadelphians?
Sir, what if we just pleaded with everyone to act like mature adults?
That's cute. Seriously, though, I think what we need to do is try to keep certain people out of certain areas and away from the cameras where their behavior could hit national news.
Have we done enough to protect the horses? We don't want another horse getting punched repeatedly. It might be wise to keep our law enforcement officers off horseback this year.
It's a good idea, but what about the guy who celebrated a little too much and ended up dry-humping police motorcycles a few years ago?
That's not fair. Sir, you just had too much to drink.
Okay. Yeah, that's the whole problem right there.
Sir, we've had a number of instances where young drunk males have vomited, oftentimes on nice suburban families. What if we cordoned off a section where if people needed to puke, they could go there and any peripheral vomit would hit other vomiters instead of nice families?
I like the way you think, but I'm not ready to condone any type of vomiting just yet.
Sir, we have met with the committee, Friends of Public Urinators, and we've asked them to please tone it down. They immediately got defensive and threatened to pee right there at that meeting.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sir, we countered and said we will not supply enough porta potties. As it turns out, that was a mistake because they got belligerent, doubled down, and said that they actually prefer having no privacy. And then they threatened to eat asparagus before the parade.
Damn it. Checkmate. People, please!
What about people who just want to empty their drinks on innocent bystanders and have a laugh? They should have an area too?
Well, that's very noble, but we've only got so many city blocks, people.
We could just have all the bodily function people in one area and then have hazmat come in after and just nuke it.
I'm not sure hazmat exists anymore, sir.
Damn it.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but we're forgetting about people who just want to randomly start beating people up.
Great point. Why couldn't we have won the Super Bowl during COVID and just had a virtual parade?
Or we could just be who we are, avid sports fans who just like to dispense some bodily fluids from time to time to celebrate our victories.
Maybe you're right.
Yes, finally. We are number one. We are number one. We are number one.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
It's weird how, like, one of those city council people almost sounded like WGBW's Amanda Nimmer, like, with a cold. Did you get that?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, that's horrifying stuff. We might have to play that again later. People in Philadelphia have to get their stuff together. All right, coming up next, folks, it is the Popcorn Pick of the Week with our friend Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar. He will be here to give you a movie pick that you can watch this weekend. We got a lot of fun stuff on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than five chickens or quails, but could allow those local governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens. Wisconsin emergency officials are sharing flood preparation tips with residents ahead of Flood Safety Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers declared next week as Flood Safety Awareness Week, hoping to remind residents to evaluate their properties and have a plan for unexpected flooding. Residents should stay informed of weather conditions, keep valuables out of their basements, and clean their gutters regularly to limit flood damage or avoid it entirely. They should also create an emergency plan ahead of time and consider purchasing flood insurance. The Stanley Police Department is reminding residents to lock their car doors and keep their valuables in their homes after some vehicle thefts this week. According to a social media post by the department, authorities received reports of items being taken from a car in a parking lot near East 4th Street and Emory Street, as well as from the Grant Street Apartments. Authorities are also reminding residents not to leave their keys in an unlocked car to prevent a more serious theft. Anybody with information about the thefts should contact the Stanley Police Department. The University of Wisconsin-River Falls has announced a new interim chancellor beginning in March. According to a press release, John Chenoweth has been named as the interim chancellor effective March 1st. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman also said he expects Chenoweth to serve in the interim chancellor role for an extended period of time. In a statement, Chenoweth highlighted his past experience in the interim role and says he's excited to use that background to benefit the students and staff at UW-River Falls. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest four times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs near 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, more clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Albaugh. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Albaugh show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Burr Combiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Got to pay your dues if you want.
Could be a TV show. That's our question of the night. Is International Pet Day. I should say animal movie. What is your favorite animal movie? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, on the app. Just get a hold of us, folks. It's great when you're part of the show. Got some great guests coming up next week. Mike Starr will be on the show. He is from Dumb and Dumber and Goodfellas. Great actor. Jamie McShane, who has a really juicy role in this coming season of 1923, will be joining us. And Rich Talarico, the Key and Peele writer. Rich has been on the show before. And Mariah Gates for RogerEbert.com. Great critic. Some fun guests next week. But right now, we're going to keep this show moving. We've got one of our favorites is on next, and he's a great guy. He's been on the show before. I've been trying to get this guy back on the show because between his last visit and now, he's become a sponsor of the show, and we're thrilled about that. And he is a cigar aficionado, and he's an actor. We'll get into that a little bit, too. But he joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. His name is Norm Kibeski, and he's from Appleton Cigar. Hey, Norm, how are you?
Standing, you guys tonight?
What's that?
Standing, how are you guys tonight?
Oh, we're doing great, Norm. It's great to have you. And how are things in Appleton tonight? I heard it's 75 and sunny. We're dealing with a little bit of cold here. Are you doing okay there?
We're doing all right inside. We put a little sand on the ground. You almost can't even tell it's winter.
All right.
Not at the cigar shop.
That's how you do it. Probably a little warmer in a cigar shop anyway. I love that.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Well, welcome back, and we're so proud and happy to have you as part of Nightlight, because what better way and what better sponsor than for a cigar store owner to help us light it up here every night on Nightlight. So it's great to have you part of the team, buddy.
Thanks. Glad to be part of you guys' show, and looking forward to working together more in the future.
Yeah, we'll have to get you. Last time we did like a funny little bit when you were in here at the end. We'll have to have you in next time soon so we can have you in the studio and shoot a little more stuff that maybe you can use in your cigar store and we can use here on our social media. That'd be fun.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Norm, at this time every Thursday, we make our popcorn pick of the week, and I have a guest on that I think would make a good movie pick. So before we get to that, it's popcorn. It's snacks. We talk about what we like to eat. When we watch movies, like to talk about our approach. Are you the kind of guy, like, do you like to go to the theater and watch movies, or do you prefer to watch them in your own home, Norm?
Day in and day out, I'm an in my own home guy.
Okay.
But if you give me something like a Jurassic Park, I've got to have that realistic surround sound.
There you go.
And I want to feel the chair shake.
Have you seen all the Jurassic Parks?
I have, yeah, and I did it in theater too. So
that's kind of how you
have to where, yeah.
That's awesome. What do you watch? Like, is it just because that's a big silver screen type movie? Do you have movies you'd prefer to watch at home and not brave the elements, so to speak, or sit with people?
I usually, if we go to the theater, I try to take the family with. So it's movies that we would all enjoy a part of. If we pick a movie that we go to the theater in, it tends to be a style where you can put yourself in the position of the person of the main characters.
There you
go. That's what we like. Yeah.
Great answer. And what about snacks, Norm? What kind of snacks do you go for when you're watching the movies? First in the theaters.
I'm a Reese's Pieces guy. You got to give me them little candy coated chocolates.
I don't know. This is what I do when I go there and I get like M&M's with peanuts. I let them just sit in my mouth for about 2 minutes and let the chocolate melt, and then I tear into those bad boys. What about you, Con? What do you like? What's your snack?
I mean, it's got to be just popcorn, but I really like Gobstoppers. If you
really,
I haven't had those in a while, but those were my favorite growing up in movie theaters.
I got to be honest, the Gobstoppers don't have much taste, and they take forever. They're called Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Yeah,
so,
that's they last for a while.
I don't mean to judge. Good for you. Okay. Norm Kopeski is our guest. He is one of the owners. Are you one of the owners, Norm, or the sole owner of Appleton Cigar?
One of the owners.
I thought so. Okay. We're going to talk about an event Norm has coming up. We'll do a little cigar talk. We're talking movies right now. Norm, before we go any farther into our snacks or before we make the pick, I want to ask you, you were nice enough to share with me your acting debut. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where people might be able to see it?
Yeah. So, my wife and I are huge Drake White fans. He's kind of newcomer to the country music industry. He's got a real cool story of hardship. And boy, whenever he's in the Midwest, we drop what we're doing and we go catch one of his concerts. Nice. It's one of those shows that you can watch probably every other week, if not more. It's just a fun, entertaining show, great crowd, and he really engages with the audience. So his name's Drake White. It's good old fashioned country music with a little bit of a island vibe to it, kind of laid back and relaxed. And my wife and I were Facebooking one night, and I ran across that they were doing an open casting call for him for this newest music video that he was going to shoot. And I showed it to my wife, and we're like, well, can we pull a Nashville trip together in 18 hours? And we managed to pull it off.
I had no idea. I thought that was like an open casting call for extras around here. I had no idea the lengths you had to go to be part of that project. That's so cool.
Yeah. So when they replied back, we're like, we're going to make this happen. How can you pass an opportunity like this up? And so we drove down there on a Sunday. We shot on a Monday. I was planning on sitting there and smoking cigars, watching my wife look beautiful in this music video. And they ran a person short, and they asked if I'd play ball. And as I was shaking my head no, my wife was behind me shaking her head yes. And so I ended up wearing a choir boy outfit. And,
yeah.
It all worked out. It was a lot of fun to really see behind the scenes and how that all goes into the production of stuff. And so either way, it was like a 10-hour day getting this 3-minute video shot, and just had a fun time hanging out and talking about different things that we like about the music industry. So
that's so great. And now you're immortalized. You and your wife are part of this piece of art that is out there for the ages. That's really cool stuff. So what's the song, Norm, if people wanted to Google or go onto YouTube? It's Drake White, but what's the song of the video you're in?
The name of the song is Faith, and Faith? It's on YouTube. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Yep. And it's just a story of this young lady's journey and kind of coming to a culmination, a turning point or so in a church. And I'm the big bearded scary guy in a choir robe in the background. So
that's so great. I love that you shared that, because I've been meaning to ask you about it since you sent it to me. Check it out, folks, on YouTube. The video is Faith by Drake White, and you will see Norm. He's got a beard. He's a big dude, and as you said, you're dressed like a choir boy, so people can't miss you. It's fun.
Yeah.
Did it give you the acting bug, Norm? Did it make you want to do more of that kind of thing, or you feel like you're you've satisfied those urges?
I'm content with my 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. That's good.
<Okay. laughs> I'm a face for radio. Let's just call it that.
Well, same here. So that's awesome. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, my guest is Norm Kopeski. He is one of the owners of Appleton Cigar. If you haven't checked it out, go in there. They have a walk-in humidor. Norm can tell you, he can help you match what cigar goes with booze, what type of booze. It's a great atmosphere. And we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But right now, we're about to, Conrad, get that drum roll ready. We're about to get Norm's popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kopeski, Appleton Cigar. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
I am super pumped about the Accountant Number 2.
Oh, nice.
I cannot wait for that thing to come out. So.
Wow, you are ahead of the game, my friend. When does that come out?
I think early April is what I initially saw. So
nice pick. Yeah. Okay. Because I had, is Ben Affleck in that one as well? He is, right? Okay.
Yeah, and John Bernthal again.
John Bernthal, so. That's right. The account too. I'm going to look that up here and see when that comes out. That's a great pick. Are those your type of movies, Norm? You like more the action or shoot 'em up or heist movies, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I like some thriller with some action mixed in.
Nice. So. Have you seen Den of Thieves or Den of Thieves 2?
I've seen the first one. The second one looks really good, too.
I got to be honest. I liked the second one better. I thought it just, I don't know. It was something about it. Well, it was shot beautifully. It was over in Europe, but I think I liked it a little more than the first one. So we'll have to discuss that after you check it out. But there you go, folks. That's your popcorn pick of the week, brought to you by Appleton Cigar and one of its owners, Norm Kopeski, the accountant too. Yeah, it opens April 25th. Okay. Wow, that's great. I'll be looking forward to that one, too. Very cool. So, Norm, you have a big event coming up. You've got right there in the shop, March 6th. Tell us about it.
Yes, we've got Agnerosa Leaf coming in. They're a longtime brand that we started carrying about a year ago. Their rep, Josh Scarver, has been a big supporter of our shop. He does a ton of work promoting our shop and engaging with our customer base and helping them understanding what they're smoking and what they enjoy about what they're smoking. He's bringing in one of the company execs, Fabian, who makes Josh and I look like we don't know what we're talking about when he gets going on cigars. So it's super informative. They're going to really dig into the hows and whys and the stories behind each of the cigar blends. And they really do a nice job with engaging with the customers. And we're going to have some great deals. We're going to be doing a 4-for-1. So every 4 cigars you buy, you get a 5th one for free.
Oh, nice.
Every time you buy a box of cigars, you'll get a hat or a T-shirt or a set of cutters and lighters, different things like that. So we do a nice show when Agnerosa comes into town.
That's so cool. And it's March 6th from 6 to 9 right there at Appleton Cigar. How does that work? Like, is the place big enough? Like, is it just packed when you have an event like that?
It is packed. Cigar smokers tend to be solitary creatures. And so it is a good time. It's almost like a family reunion where you'll bump into people that you haven't seen in a while. But you shared a good story with over a cigar. And it's that family reunion vibe without all the interfamily drama of alcoholism, right?
Yeah.
So it's a nice time of catching up. And the shop's big enough for about 70, 80 folks. And we throw the doors open to help the smoke out. And just have a great time.
You just said cigar smokers, some of them anyway, live solitary existences. What's the best way to smoke a cigar? I mean, I'm sure you like the community because you have a cigar shop. But do most people prefer to smoke solo or to be in a place like yours and kind of shooting the breeze a little bit?
So that's a great question. I think the best answer to that is they like to be in community in silence.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right? Yeah. Right? Watching a ball game, a good movie on the TV.
Okay,
You know, that tends to be the path that follows. Second to that would be playing cards, cribbage or Texas Hold'em.
It's interesting, like, when I have a great glass of whiskey or scotch, I like to be alone and I like to really savor it and taste it. I don't know enough about cigars where I think I would want to be alone. I've always enjoyed going to a cigar shop or hanging out, like you said, playing cards and just kind of smoking together and having that experience. But good for you that people like to go at least go somewhere and do it, even if it's in silence. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, Norm Kopeski's here. We're going to do a couple more minutes with Norm here after we take a very short break. And he has some more news coming out of Appleton Cigar, a really cool event that they did last, was that last summer, Norm? Smoke on the Front?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so you
yeah.
guys have a new date. We'll talk about that when we come back. And I'm going to ask Norm what cigar goes best with what booze. We'll put his feet to the fire here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show. listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Katie in the 608 says, I love Gobstoppers too. I can't find them lately. I haven't tried online or candy shops, but Walgreens, Quick Trip, CVS, nope. Hope they didn't stop making them because some dodo head, lost four teeth. Well, that's what happens. It's always one idiot. They have to discontinue the whole brand. Thank you, Katie, for the text. Coming up at 7:20, Tim Cody, he's the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. He'll be here to talk about a big event they have coming up. They do some great stuff for veterans. And right now, our pal Norm Kopeski is on the line. He is one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, a great little joint you have to check out if you haven't already. They have a great event coming up on March 6th. Am I saying that right, Norm? Agnerosa Leaf?
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, you got it spot on.
They'll be there from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a really cool event. And Norm, you talked about, when you were here last time in person, you talked about the community of cigar smokers and cigar shops. I found that fascinating because in many businesses where it's cutthroat and you do anything you can for customers and whatever, you said you guys all pretty much get along and communicate. How does that work and how do you guys coexist like that?
Yeah, so part of it is the we want to support each other because it's a little bit of a Midwest vibe that we have going on in that we want to see each other succeed. Not at my expense, and I don't want to succeed at their expense. I just want to see great businesses do a good job. And part of that is that it's a cigar culture thing to begin with, where we really check our politics and a lot of beliefs at the door, and that we can have a civil discussion without it getting heated or anything. So that's part of how we bring that to the business side as well. We model that first for our customers, but that everybody likes something for a different reason. And you do you, that's cool. And I'll respect that and so on and so forth. So that's just kind of how we do that. We like each other's place for different reasons.
Nice.
There's a shop in Green Bay that has a nice big spacious place. It's really coolly, really decked out in a cool way. Same with down in Brookfield and Delavan and so on and so forth.
If you could tell someone listening who has not had the cigar shop experience why they should come, what would you say?
The biggest reason is that a tobacconist, a good tobacconist, someone who will help you pick out a cigar, is going to help you to dial in what you like for a cigar and why you like it, so that you know how to expand from there into other brands and other cigar blends.
Nice. So you can really hone in on what it is you might respond to.
That's right, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, you guys have another event that you did last summer called Smoke on the Fox. You told me earlier you just set a date. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Smoke on the Fox is it's our multi-vendor event. We bring in all of the different reps from the different brands of cigars that we have in the shop. So Oliva, Perdomo, Ashton, Padron, Crown Heads, Espinosa, Agnerosa, Lovely. We bring in all these different reps, and they talk about their cigars and why you're going to like it for different reasons, and how it's similar to the other brands, so on and so forth. So it's a ticketed event. With okay. your ticket, you're going to get a couple of beer coupons for Limestone Brewery, where we host the event at. It's a great microbrew shop that's getting some traction here in Wisconsin. They just opened their second location down in Wauwatosa.
Nice.
And then from there, we do a little bit of talk about cigar history. We do a ton of door prizes and raffles. And then towards the end of the night, we have an auction for different cigar collector type stuff, whether it's boxes of cigars or humidors, cutters, lighters, liquor and tumbler sets. Oh boy, what else? Golf bags.
Nice. I think to me, it's like, and I wanted to ask you what cigar goes with a certain kind of booze, but like, I haven't had a drink in a while. I'm just kind of enjoying a nice hiatus here. But I remember I loved a cigar with a glass of whiskey. What kind of cigar or tobacco goes best with like a good single malt scotch or a good Irish whiskey?
Okay. So a single malt scotch, I'm going to steer you towards something a little bit on the lighter side, like a Placencia Reserva, where you're going to really have the flavors of the scotch accented by the soft notes of the cigar. But if you're going to go with an Irish whiskey, which tends to be a little bit milder on the palate, still has a touch of peat, but is milder on the palate, we would go with something a little bit more bold, like a Don Pepe Garcia original, where there's the flavors far more bold, and they kind of offset each other. If you have a whiskey that you know you like, then you play around with different cigars. If you have a cigar you know you like, then you would play around with different whiskeys so that you can kind of understand some of the different flavor profiles of what's going on while keeping one piece consistent.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly why you need to get down to the Appleton Cigar Company and check it out. Norm will steer you right, and that's a great answer, and you almost make me want to start drinking again, Norm. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we got a place for you. I reserve a seat.
I know you do. I got to get down there. Hey, good luck with the event on the 6th, and we'll talk more about Smoke on the Fox as it gets closer, but thank you so much for being with us tonight, buddy, and making our popcorn pick of the week.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just a quick thought. I saw that you have Tim Cody coming on next.
Yeah.
He represents Fox City's Veteran Council, which I know he's going to talk about in detail.
Yeah.
The benefit of our auction at the end of the Smoke on the Fox, the proceeds of that auction go to Fox City's Veteran Council.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's awesome.
Tim's a great supporter of ours.
Well, we'll be sure to mention that when he's here, too. Thanks so much, Norm. Have a great night, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. That's Norm Kopeski. Check out Appleton Cigar. They know their stuff, as you just heard. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. When we come back, we got a lot of funny stuff lined up. You're not going to want to miss it. Send us a text. What's your favorite animal movie? We're having fun on Nightlight on a Thursday. It's Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make a crowd. Yeah. Touch your hand and sing. A song so pure. Salvation means. Tell me, can you You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular week in review panels, including Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze, Kia Vakil from Courier Newsroom, and Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hamas released what it said were four bodies of Israeli hostages. The bodies returned to Israel are presumed to include the two Bibas boys and an 83-year-old man. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced a series of steps to curtail the powers of New York City Mayor Eric Adams by letting other city officials to go around him and challenging the actions of the Trump administration. But she says she won't remove him from office, although it does remain an option.
Take steps to make sure our leaders are operating only with the city's best interests in mind, unimpeded by any legal agreements with the Trump Justice Department.
CBS's Scott McFarlane on the new director of the FBI, just confirmed by the Senate.
Kash Patel has been among the most loyal and ardent of Trump surrogates to be nominated for a position. But he's been nominated to run the FBI, which is famously, and its agents say necessarily, independent from the White House.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.